This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Kevin goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. It's a labor of love that is more love than labor because he doesn't research them enough. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know 1 in 18 people have a third nipple known as polythelia?
Polythelia?
The third nipple is caused by a mutation.
One in 18?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I know.
Can I tell you something?
Do you have a third nipple?
No, my nipples are pristine, and I only have two of them.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised you don't have a third nipple, Gavin.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm another oddity. I've got webbed toes.
I know, and maybe that's what it is, but if you said, and Kevin, tell me if I'm wrong here, if Gavin was, and he would say it proudly, too.
Oh, like, I would say it proudly.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, I have a third nipple. Would you be like... Yeah, that tracks.
Who wouldn't? If I had a third nipple, I would tell somebody.
Yeah. I don't think that it's something you can stimulate, just so you know. I'm pretty sure it just looks like a mole.
We would try.
Yeah.
Try to milk it.
My nipples are sensitive AF. I love my nipples. And like, if I had a third one, good. More for me. So okay, is it a functional, is Katie right? Is it a non-functional nipple? Is it not hooked up to anything?
I'm going to guess it's not hooked up to anything. It's kind of like just excess skin that was caused during the mutation of your body forming.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know platypuses sweat milk?
What?
Wow, we are really on the milk train today.
They sweat milk?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That is
no. Why is that disgusting?
First of all, the platypus is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody else is going to say it.
It is literally the worst thing, the worst animal that I can picture
it
on the planet.
It seems like a joke.
Right. It seems like something that wasn't well thought out.
Yeah, we didn't mean it to go this way.
Yes, yes. And now you're going to tell me, because they're already poisonous, too.
Are they?
Yes.
Wow, I'm learning so much.
I think they have like a poisonous barb on their foot or something like that, like a stingray. And now you're going to tell me that they sweat milk, too?
So is that how they feed their babies?
Yes. So instead of having nipples, they just sweat it out, and that's how they feed their babies with
the
milk.
So their babies just have to lick them?
Yeah.
Man,
what?
All these people with a third nipple should donate them to the platypus, the platypi.
Do platypi have nipples at all?
No nipples.
What a joke of an animal.
Wow, that's mean.
No, it is.
Yeah.
It feels like in a kid's storybook, how you can sometimes like take one piece of this animal and put a bear's head on it.
What a mess.
They are poisonous.
What a freaking mess.
Can you describe it? Oh, you have it open now.
Yeah.
But prior to you looking at it, I wanted to see if you could describe it.
And are they covered in fur or feathers?
Neither.
That tracks.
Right.
It's a substance that only exists on Earth on a platypus.
Yeah.
What a dumb animal. All right. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know our dead cells are eaten by other cells in our body? Don't worry. It's meant to happen.
Wow, what a roller coaster it just took us on.
Okay.
So how do they eat, they absorb?
Yeah, well, okay, so when your cells die, okay, we all know that white blood cells kind of, like, help heal that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go on.
Is there more?
That's how they do it.
Oh, okay, that was
the white blood cells eat the dead blood cells.
Are you talking about those cells?
What cells? I'm talking about white and dead.
Skin cells.
Didn't you say skin cells?
Nope, I said dead cells.
Just dead cells.
Just dead cells.
I don't know that our cells died.
Yeah, that's
well,
sad.
Well, yeah, if you bruise your finger or something, some of the blood red cells burst. That's why you get that purple color to it.
Okay.
They're dead. They don't regrow after they burst.
Dead?
That's why we bruise?
Yes.
That's all dead.
And your heart produces more cells to fill up that.
That's definitely not what happens.
How? He's a biology major.
I understand, but the heart is not creating cells.
Where you get your red cells from then?
I don't know, but it's
right.
Not.
Right, okay. So I have the biology degree.
Okay. Yeah,
this does seem like one of those things, Katie, where every once in a while he says something so stupid, like platypus's sweat and milk, and it turns out to be true.
You're right.
I'm not saying you're right, Kevin, but I'm saying that this has been a whirlwind, and I wasn't prepared for it.
Well,
wow.
That's why I prepared you for it.
Now, when they eat a dead cell, does it make them stronger? Is it like a zombie?
It's kind of like, you know how your house cleaner sucks up the dust? It's kind
of
like
you mean
that.
Like a Roomba?
Yeah. Okay. So white blood cells are like Roomba when they're eating the
blood.
But then
I have to empty the bin of my Roomba. So does
I
some...
think you just pee it out.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, it was Did You Know with Kevin. Thank you. That was fascinating and disgusting.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.